AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Republican Party is asking participants in tonight's GOP debate at the University of Miami to behave themselves.
Donald, please, I know it's hard
not to interrupt, but it's not what you said in the op-ed.
Breathe.
Name-calling, insults, even sexual innuendo have sparked the Republican presidential candidate's debate, and now the chairman of the Republican Party says they've spoken to the campaigns about reducing the temperature on the debate stage. Reince Priebus says he'd like tonight's matchup to be a little more G-rated. Even candidate Marco Rubio, who insulted Donald Trump's tan, his hair, and the size of his hands, says he's not entirely proud of his comments. I'm Rita Foley.
With only a few hours of public viewing left in California at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, where his wife lies in repose, preparations are underway for Nancy Reagan's funeral tomorrow. A tent has been erected over the burial site where she will be laid next to her husband. Forecasters say today brilliant skies could be replaced by thunderstorms and wind on Friday. The death toll has climbed to 3, and 1,000 people have been forced to flee their homes as a second round of unusually heavy rain hit an already inundated northern Louisiana. Police in Pennsylvania say two gunmen working as a team fatally shot 5 people, including a pregnant woman, and critically wounded 2 others at a late-night backyard cookout in Wilkinsburg. Allegheny County Police Superintendent Charles Moffitt says the unborn baby of the woman who was the host of the party has been added to the list of victims.
The 8-month-old fetus was also a homicide, so now we're up to 6 homicides.
This is AP Radio News. An academic study finds a minimum wage hike would boost living standards for some 3 million New Yorkers.
A study by economists at the University of California says raising New York's minimum wage from $9 an hour to $15 would create a small drag on employment, but that would be more than offset by increased consumer spending. Governor Andrew Cuomo has been campaigning across the state for both a minimum wage hike and paid family and medical leave.
You put minimum wage together with paid family leave, you're talking about a new reality.
Business groups say higher wages will raise costs and cut employment. The study says the resulting higher productivity and lower reliance on government assistance would be worth it. Warren Levinson, New York.
Ken Adam, the British production designer who gave Dr. Strangelove its cavernous war room and supervillains in 7 James Bond movies their futuristic lairs, has died in London at the age of 95. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.